神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴再次跟你在一起。
And today we're going to be talking about something that is becoming a crisis in most every country, particularly those who are most prosperous.
今天我们要谈的主题呢，是这个时代，不管是哪一个国家，哪一个社会情况，都有的一种现象跟危机，特别是对于繁荣的国家来说。
In fact, in some countries, it's becoming an epidemic.
甚至有些国家就像传染病一样的这样流行起来了。
You may ask me, what are you talking about? What is becoming an epidemic?
或许呢，你很好奇的说，到底你在讲什么流行起来了呢？
Could it be age, you might say, the death of our young people in that way?
是不是因为这个时代针对我们的年轻人讲的呢？
No, I'm talking about the second greatest reasons for the death of young people. Next, first one is accidents by cars and so forth. I'm talking about suicide.
那我现在讲的主要是针对年轻人，除了他们在意外死亡之外呢，就是他们的第二个死亡的这种原因呢，就是自杀。
Can you believe that next to, as I said, the accidents...that our young people are taking their own lives.
你能相信青少年他们的第二个最大的这个死亡原因竟然是自杀吗？
Sometimes we give our young people more credit than what really they deserve in the area of being able to comprehend life itself.
很多时候我们并不理解青少年呢，他们在他们面对生命的各种过程当中呢，事实上他们没有那种能力，可是我们给他们太多的期待。
You see, many do not have the ability to think about life and life's events in terms of the big picture of life. They only tend to believe that their unhappy feelings nowis going to be the rest of their life the same way.
很多年轻人是这样的想法的，他们会认为现在我的感觉快不快乐，就是我以后一生的一种永远的情况，所以呢，他们就要只有在解决目前这样的感觉，他们没有办法看到人生的全貌。
You see, they believe that everything that's happening to them now is the here and now, and they can't begin to think that there might be a brighter futureJust around the corner.
所以呢，他们只是停止在这个不快乐的现在，而没有办法转个角去看到以后的未来。
They often don't believe that anyone can help them, and they don't know who to turn to.
一方面，他们不相信有任何一个人可以帮助他们，也一方面不知道该向谁来求助。
And they feel very helpless and hopeless within their situation.
因为无助，还有没有盼望。
You see, they know that they either going to have to live with the pain or die so that they don't feel anything anymore.
所以他们认为说呢，我如果这样再活下去的话，就是这么痛苦了。那有的人就觉得说呢，那我就只有解决自己的生命来解除痛苦。
You might think that after all, that I can't believe that. I can't believe my young people would be like that.
有时候呢，你就想说，怎么可能年轻人会这样想的呢？
But my friend,Do you know if we have not taught our children the fact that life is precious, given to us by God, and that He demands our love so that He can be the center of our life, and we then respect life for what it is?
如果我们没有在小的时候让我们的孩子们有这样的一个想法概念的话，知道说自己的生命是从神来天赋于我，这个生命呢是很宝贝的，而且呢给我们足够的这种爱来滋养我们，我们以神赋予我们生命的神为我们的中心，然后来爱惜生命，来尊重别人的生命。
Suicide is death.
自杀就是死。
To a problem that is just temporary that can be solved.
只为了一个在目前暂时的问题是可以解决的问题。
As I said before, young people do not look at things the way they will when they become an adult.
我刚才说过了，年轻人呢，青少年呢，当他们在那段时间里面呢，他没有办法看到成人的世界。
Some of you may feel we have given our child a good home, they have plenty of money, we allow them to do things, why would they do something like this?
或许你说呢，我们给他们应有尽有，什么都有了，为什么他们会这样做呢？
You see, young people can live under a lot of stress.
你要知道年轻人是有他们的这种压力的。
And this stress becomes very great to them because they don't know how to overcome it.
因为他们没有办法克服压力呢，这个压力会越来越大。
There are actually many ways that young people become stressful and this becomes compounded when there are several things that are troubling them.
特别是很多事情很复杂的时候呢，他们就更有压力。
One of those things is trouble.At home.
比如说家里面的问题。
They know when they enter the door of the house, there's going to be confusion, and there's going to be discussion and questioning, and there's going to be yelling at them.
当他们想到一进到家门就要听到家里面的人的那种彼此的争执，或者是一切的混淆混乱的话，他们心里会有压力的。
Or if not at them, it's going to be the parents or their brothers and sisters fighting and clamoring together.
有时候是父母亲的这种彼此的不和，还有家里面的兄弟姐妹的这些彼此的这种争端。
And sometimes it is the change in the family that gives them stress.
家庭的一些变异也会给他们一些压力。
Sometimes like a new baby.
有时候比如说呢，有一个新的宝宝。
You have a 12-year or 14-year-old boy, and here comes along a new baby.
如果是你的孩子老大已经到了10岁、11、12岁的时候，突然间有一个弟弟妹妹的时候，他会有压力。
They don't know how to cope with all the attention the baby's getting now.
他们不晓得该怎么去面对这一个新的宝宝的这样的一个压力。
They've had all of that for 14 years.
因为他们已经自己生活了13、14年了。
They know they should be happy, but it becomes very stressful to them.
那当然，那个年纪应该是一个很无忧无虑的一个年纪，可是呢，这种事情的变异都会带给他们压力。
Maybe they had an older sister that moved out. She either married or went off to work, and they loved her very much, and they become very stressful.After she leaves.
还是说呢，家里的这些姐姐哥哥呢，他们突然间结婚了，离开自己或者他们的生活，也会给自己带来一些那种变迁方面的压力。
Sometimes it's because dad has lost his job.
还是说爸爸失业了。
And they begin to carry the stress of that.
这样的话也会心里面带着压力。
Even a thing like changing schools. They were at one school and they moved and went to another school.
有时候呢，换了学校，从这个学校换到另外一个学校也会有压力。
And for some young people, that is a very stressful thing to make new friends and understand the situation there.
对于青少年，这个时候要交新的朋友，对他们来讲也是很难的。
Or maybe it is difficulty in school.
还是在学校里面的难处。
They know that you want excellency out of them.
有时候他知道说呢，父母亲期待的是很高的。
They know that their worth is by what they can give, what they can do.
青少年心里面深深知道说呢，父母亲对他们的评价是在于他们的成就或成绩。
And they're facing difficulties that they don't understand at school.
当他们面对他们的这些成绩、学业上面的困难的时候，他们不晓该怎么办。
And they know they must pass the exam.
他们也知道说一定要好好的考试。
And they come under great stress.
这样的话，压力是很大的。
Sometimes,It's a relationship breakup.
这种关系上的破裂也会带给他们压力。
There are many of our children that really don't understand what love is.
很多孩子们不懂什么叫爱。
So they meet a boy or a girl that pays a great deal of attention to them.
有时候呢，碰到异性男的女的，都觉得好像会给他们很大的吸引力。
And they think that they're in love, this boy and girl.
因为呢，喜欢就以为说彼此在恋爱了。
But after a while, one of them decides, this isn't for me.
不久之后呢，突然间有一方觉得说呢，我不要了，我不要这种关系。
And they tell the other one that they're finished, they don't want their relationship anymore.
所以就跟对方表明说呢，我们不要再啊有这样的关系。
This brings tremendous stress.
那对这一方呢，他也会带给他很大的压力。
I've talked to girls and even fellows that have been under pressure and stress when their friend has left them.
不管男女年轻人，当他们的朋友不要他们的时候呢，他们的压力是很大的。
It may be that the children don't know how to balance all of their responsibilities.
有时候孩子们不知道怎么样来完成自己的责任，或者平衡自己的责任，也会有压力。
They have to go to school.
他们上学。
They have to go to art school.
他们需要学他们的这些艺术方面的。
Or dancing school. An English class.
比如说呢，要学英文，而且还要学跳舞。
They start out very early in the morning and come home late in the evening.
一大早就出门，很晚才回家。
Now for some young people, this begins to build up and build up until they're living under tremendous stress.
这样子的日积月累呢，年轻人心里面就积压了很多的压力。
Maybe they're in an area where there is those who take drugs, that drink alcohol, that have sexual activities just right around them and in the school area where they are.
有时候孩子们生活在一个环境里面，比如说有吸毒的环境，或者别人有这种滥交的这种性关系，还有酗酒的这样的环境的时候，也会带给这个孩子有压力。
And they face these temptations.
那这对他们讲也是一个试探。
They don't want to get into this, but the peer pressure is very heavy.
即使呢自己呢不想做这些事情，可是呢这四周围的诱惑呢，还有他们童年纪的人所做的呢，都会给他们压力。
The stress just builds up and up in them.
那这些压力呢，是日积月累的越来越多。
Then you have the separation of the parents.
然后有时候父母亲的离异。
Some of you feel, oh, it didn't hurt my son or my daughters.
有人就这样讲说，哦，我们离婚对我们的孩子，对我的儿子女儿没有什么影响。
But you know, you don't know what's inside of them.
但是你不知道你孩子心里在想什么。
And many a young person has been under stress and even taken their life because of this.
很多年轻人他们的自杀就跟这个父母亲的离婚有关系。
You take a young man now that is just starting into the area of liking the young ladies.
比如说有一个男孩子爱上了一个女孩子。
Now he's not particularly handsome.
他自己并不是长得很英俊的人。
He doesn't have an outgoing personality.
他也没有那种很外向的一种特性。
And he feels very much as if he doesn't know how that he could ever be able to talk with a girl.
所以他就不知道该怎么样来跟这个他喜欢的女孩子来说话。
And sometimes as time goes on and he still can't get a girlfriend, stress builds up in that young man.
就这样一次一次的他都没有办法表达，这样的话这个啊男孩子的心里面也会有压力。
Then sometimes when young people see others that are playing music, that they're very good at sports, that they are very good at artwork, and they realize that they seemingly don't have any talents, sometimes this builds up stress in them.
有些年轻人呢，看到别人很会弹吉他，会啊懂得音乐，或者有的人呢，他们有艺术方面的特长，还有的人呢，很会运动。那看到自己什么都不会的时候呢，也会有压力。
Getting good grades, as we talked about before, in their college work, trying to think about what they want to do when they're finished.
我们刚才谈到成绩会给我们压力，而且呢，到了大学的时候呢，不晓得该往哪一个方向去，也是有压力的。
All of these things can build up a certain amount of stress in the heart of a young person.
刚才我提的这些呢，都可以在一个青少年的心灵里面呢，积压一些不同程度的压力。
This is common to many, but there are those who are able to understand and accept it and be able to work around it where there are others.That cannot.
那我们看到这些压力是很容易，就是很普通、普遍会发生的。但是有一群人呢，他们面对压力，他们知道该怎么去理解、接受或去处理它。但是也有一群人，他们不知道该怎么去面对它。
Let's talk about some of those who are more at risk for suicide.
比如说呢，像这一群他们呢，就冒险的去啊，就是舍掉自己生命自杀的人。
Of course, one of the greatest risks is those that have depression.
那当然啊，最危险的就是那些有沮丧，就是忧郁的人。
Or maybe they have a chronic illness or a terminal illness.
他们或许有一些慢性病，有一些他们内在的一些病。
Those who previously have attempted to commit suicide.
那他们就很容易有这种自杀的倾向。
Then those who have a family, history of suicide.
有的人是家庭有这种遗传方面的，就是有这种自杀的历史。
And then there are those who recently had a friend or a mother or a father or family member who committed suicide.
有的人是因为他最近的环境里面呢，有朋友或者是家庭或者是亲人有这样的自杀的经验。
Sometimes it becomes a chain reaction, and several of them then may in the same class commit suicide.
有时候这种自杀会成为好像一个啊循环的这样的一个影响一样，会变成一个加一个的去效法他。
Those who have a history of sexual or physical or verbal abuse many times are at great risk.
有一些过去有受到不管是言语或者是身体或者是性方面的虐待的人呢，他们也有这种自杀的风险。
Then those who have a history of hurting themselves.
那些以前有那种自虐自害的这样的一个历史的话，也有这种风险。
Sometimes they'll cut themselves.
有时候都对自己有一些好像会自我伤害。
They'll do other things trying to hurt themselves.
做一些事情伤害自己。
Then those are at risk, of course, who engage in drugs, in dangerous driving, who drink heavily, or who is very active sexually.
一个过去有这种不管是吸毒、酗酒或者是飙车的经验，或者是在性方面泛滥的人呢，也有这种自杀的风险。
You see, these people are driven.And they go in more and more into it. It's a type of self of suicide, and yet they're still living.
那这些人呢，几乎是在这些事情上面呢，已经啊驱使自己掉进去，就好像有慢性自杀一样了。
Then there's the perfectionist.
太完美主义也会。
I remember hearing of a girl that killed herself and left a note saying, I cannot live good enough. I just can't do it right. And I just can't do it.
曾经有个女孩子呢，她自杀留下一个条子，她这样说呢，因为我没有办法活出对的，或者是呢够理想的这样的生活，所以我没有办法，所以我就自杀。
There's those, of course, with the low self-image.And the low self-esteem, which is at the bottom of many things.
很多时候有一些自卑感或者自己对自己的不满意呢，也会。
Do you know that it's reported that many homosexuals commit suicide?
也有很多这种同性恋的人会自杀。
As brave as they seem to act, there's something deep inside of them that's confused by this type of sexual orientation.
即使表面上他们不表达出来，事实上呢，这种不正常的这种同性恋呢，带给他们很大的心理的压力，所以他们呢也有这种自杀倾向。
Those youth that live on the street are at high risk for suicide.
比如说那些在街上流荡的这些年轻人呢，也有这种自杀的风险。
Actually, a traumatic experience or a great loss, as I was talking about, a divorce and someone's death, this puts them at risk.
有时候我们突然间失丧的亲人或者是意外的一些死亡呢，会带给我们这种自杀的这种危机。
Let's talk about the warning signs that you as a parent or teacher or a friend of a person might begin to notice that there is a problem.
我们身为不管是父母或者是师长还是说朋友呢，我们对于四周围有这种自杀的这种倾向的危机的人呢，我们要有一些认识。
You see, youth who are contemplating suicide often feels worthless.
那基本上青少年会自杀的那种表现，就是他们觉得好像自己没有价值。
They feel alone.
他们觉得孤单。
They feel unloved and unlovable.
是不被爱，而且呢，自己也不可爱的。
And actually may feel they're a burden on their parents.
有时候觉得自己是父母亲的重担。
They feel misunderstood.
他觉得被误解。
And they feel judged by their peers and by adults.
有时候呢，觉得自己呢被同年纪的人，或者是呢被成人呢论断批评。
Many times they are very sensitive to criticism.
很多时候呢，这些人呢，他们对于别人的这种批评或指责呢，非常的敏感。
Some of them are scared to make mistakes.
很多人很怕犯错。
They know what will happen to them if they make a mistake.
因为他们以为说呢，自己犯错的话会发生什么事情。
And so suddenly it becomes very big to them, these things, and they feel unable to cope with them.
所以这些呢，让他们觉得好像事情很重大了，很，已经很严重了，所以他们觉得没有办法再处理了。
They believe that that feeling, the place they are, is going to last forever and that nobody can help them.
这个心里面的感觉呢，好像就掉在那个地方，然后呢，觉得没有人可以帮助他了。
Now, as I said, I was going to give you some of the warning signs that you might see.
那么这些呢，都提醒我们，就是给我们警告说，对方有这种倾向。
You see, they have a lack of interest or energy that they once might have had.
他们呢已经失去了那种生活里面的这种活力和兴致。
Or maybe if they were a child that didn't have a lot of energy, now it seems like they're just driven.
还有呢，刚好相反就是呢，本来是很安静、不太动的一个孩子呢，突然间呢就活跃起来了。
You may see a change in their eating habits. They don't feel like eating the way they once did.
比如说呢，像他们的饮食习惯本来就是好好的，现在呢不太吃东西了。
Maybe they sleep too much, sleeping all the time now, or maybe they can't sleep.
或者是现在呢，总是在睡觉，或者是呢，睡不好觉。
And they're really not paying much attention to their personal appearance.
对于自己的外表已经不太注重了。
See, you have to watch for an increase in anxiety. Maybe you see an increase in anxiety or anxiety-related illnesses.
有时候你看到对方的这种焦虑，越来越多的焦虑，或者是呢疾病引起的焦虑。
Maybe they're complaining now of headaches a lot.
比如说呢头痛。
Maybe they're complaining with problems with their stomach.
有时候呢胃痛。
And these should make you stop and think if there's something wrong.
所以这些焦虑引起的，不管是头的症状啦，或者是胃的症状呢，你都要小心。
Watch for any dramatic changes in their behavior, in their actions, or their attitudes.
那种态度啦，还有他们的这种静动的这样的一个极端性的改变，我们都要小心。
Here's one that used to be one that could talk to you, and at the table they would be a lot of fun, and now they just sit quiet.
你看到有些孩子呢，本来很活跃的，怎么突然间呢，就那么安静了？
Maybe they were one who was active and running around and doing things for you, and now they don't want to do anything.
以前呢，非常的主动的去帮我们做事情的，那现在呢，好像都很被动了。
Before they had a very good attitude, they would play with the baby. They were very kind with their brothers and sisters, and now they just speak just angrily and don't want anything to do with them.
以前呢，本来呢很友善的，现在突然间呢，在兄弟姐妹之间呢，好像很容易生气，而且呢不理人家。
You see, when you see your child is unusually quiet, or he's unusually aggressive, he wasn't like that before, you better question it.
所以如果你的孩子在一个情况下面好像有不寻常的安静，或者是呢不寻常的活跃，你都要小心。
When they begin to drop out of their hobbies, their sports, their school, their job, when it just seems like they've lost all interest, you know something is wrong.
当你发现他们开始对于不管他们的喜好啦、工作啦、学校的成绩呢，都已经很冷淡，都已经没有兴致的时候，你就要提醒自己要小心。
When they start talking about death,
而且有时候呢会开始谈死亡的事情。
When they actually become preoccupied with death and dying and suicide, like creating and writing stories about it, writing poems about it, and they're becoming preoccupied with death.
有时候对于这些自杀死亡的这些故事情节或者是诗呢很感兴趣呢，那我们就知道说要小心。
You have to watch.When a child has a sudden mood of elation, they feel so happy after they've had a time of depression.
还有呢，他们这种喜怒哀乐的那种比例呢太强烈了。比如说呢，突然间呢很高兴，然后马上呢就很沮丧，这个要小心。
You see, they may have decided to end it all And then they feel happy about it.
那他们或许到一个很极端的，就会觉得说呢，就把它结束掉，就会觉得这样很快乐。
Of course, you've got to watch those ones that already had a previous suicide attempt but failed.
当然，注意到那些已经有自杀经验的人，但是他们没有成功，那些都要注意他们。
When they seriously talk of suicide,
他们就啊，有时候很严肃的、很认真的谈这个事情。
When they talk or make plans for suicide.
那当他们谈的时候呢，开始就谈到他们的计划的时候。
When they begin to drive crazily, when they're actually taking risks.
你看他们开始开快车、飙车，或者是呢，他们开始很喜欢冒险，那你就要小心。
When you see your child or your youth beginning to give away some of his prized possessions, maybe writing a will, you might have seen something like that.Or writing a farewell note. These are their crying out to say they can't cope anymore, and this is what they may be looking to do.
当你观察到你的孩子，他开始把一些自己的东西，喜欢的东西呢，开始给人，或写一些字条，或者写一些好像诀别的一些词句的话，那你要小心。
They often say things that can give us a clue to what they're thinking.
很多时候他们在说话的时候呢，会把他们的里面的想法说出来，成为我们的线索。
Maybe you hear them say, nothing ever goes right for me.
比如说呢，他就这样讲说呢，什么都不对了，我什么都不对了。
It'll all be over soon.
不久以后我就解决了。
Whatever, nothing matters to me anyway.
反正呢，我已经不在意了。
I might as well kill myself.
我呢，有一天是要自己了断的。
I hate life.
我对生命很厌恶。
Everybody would be better off without me.
反正呢，我不在的话，对大家都比较好。
I just can't take it anymore.
我已经承受不了了。
I wished I were dead.
我希望我现在就死了。
These are statements that you should really take to heart.
这些话你听了之后呢，你好好的要放在心里面去注意。
You might say, I felt that way myself at times when I was young.
或许呢，你自己说呢，我自己年轻时候也有这种想法呀。
But see, you were able to get over it and cope with it. But you cannot be sure that young person that's saying this will be able to do that.
但是你要想到，你已经克服了，你已经越过了，你已经经过了。但是现在呢，这个年轻人所面对的，他不一定能够越过。
As you begin to watch your young person, when you begin to see some of these things, then you must become alert. And then we're going to be talking about in another broadcast how we can help them when they are like this.
刚才我们所谈的就是关于这些有自杀可能、有风险、有倾向的这样的一些征兆。那下一次我们在广播节目里面，我们继续要谈的就是怎么样来帮助他们。
There's one thing that you can begin right now, and that's to teach your children. Life is beautiful. Life is a gift. Life is something that we can use to make ourselves and others complete.
现在有一件事情你可以马上做的，就是教导你的孩子，让他们知道生命是很宝贝，而且呢是一个礼物。生命呢可以是很美的，而且可以成为别人的祝福。
Your young person should recognize that suicide is not the answer, either to God nor man.
教导他们自杀这种自我解决呢，不是解决问题的答案，因为对神对人都绝对不是好的方法。
Because in the eyes of God, when we take our life, we have turned away from the gift that he has given us.
因为对神来说，如果我们取了自己的生命，等于说呢，我们弃绝了他给我们的礼物。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林。 真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。